Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On that, researchers in Australia, so you know these guys are legit. I'm a big fan. And probably really nice people.
Doing in Australia, doing sleep research for us?
I did a few research studies over there. They found that waking up to music makes us more alert than waking up to a beeping sound. And when they started checking this out, they expected the opposite. They thought the sudden jolt of a loud beep would make people more alert, but that was not the case. They think that repetitive beeping sounds might mess with our brain waves at the crucial moment when we're transitioning from being asleep to being awake.
Not only that, but when the beeping noise happens on my phone, my instinct is to immediately turn it off because it is so jarring. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I turn it off, if I hit stop on my alarm or I just hit snooze, then I fall back asleep.
Yeah.
Then I'm in the vicious cycle of constantly hitting snooze too many times.
But music, I guess they say, it works better. People, they were more alert when it was music, especially a combination of melody and rhythm. That's what we call music. And highly melodic songs work the best. For example, an example they give, this one.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
That's a good way to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Most phones make it really easy to set your alarm to a phone, and it turns out 43% of us use our phone as an alarm. Only 25% still use a clock. Other good wake, I would like to hear people's good wake-up songs. Like, what song, is there a specific song that you wake up to every day or that you think is a good one? Text us 314-531-9898. Any that you guys can think of?
The morning show.
Oh, just wake up to
Y98? Yeah, right,
yeah.
Oftentimes, pink noise.
Right.
Good songs. I don't wake up to songs, so I don't know. I need to think about this.
Lance?
I wake up to the song that my phone plays.
Which is what?
I don't know. Some ringtone thingy.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing.
I thought it was
fantastic.
Maybe some Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, well, yeah, I like the idea of you waking up to Thin Lizzy every day. How I would like to begin the short film I want to see. Lance Hildebrand short film. Picture this, will you? He wakes up to Thin Lizzy, but like a deep cut. It's not like Boys Are Back or Jailbreak or something. It's like a deep cut. And then we see him. What is the story? You're on your skateboard when you realize you got to get back into traffic?
I'm on the air. I'm playing songs. I'm hot boss jocking it. And it's the summertime. I'm on a skateboard on 44. There's a guy with his window rolled down listening to Y98. The song's fading and I freak out because I got to start the next record and I'm nowhere near the studio.
It sounds like a blockbuster to me. I'm making this film. I'm going to win an Oscar short form next year. I'm excited. Best song to wake up to, if you ask me, it's available on iTunes, Pandora, anywhere else you find music. Beat this one.
I want it with whipped cream on it. Give me your love.
Your day just got better. You're welcome, St. Louis.
How much of that do we need to play for you to get a royalty check? More than 10 seconds?
I just made half a cent right there, actually. Pretty good. Lance, live from your skateboard, how do the roads look?
Oh, man. I don't know what we did to earn this rush hour.
Y98, it is the morning show with you at 8:23.
So we talked earlier about how scientists did this study, and they find out that waking up to a song, to music, is better for you and makes you more alert than just the obnoxious sound of your alarm, which wasn't what they expected. They thought that just the meh, meh, meh was going to totally shock your system, but it turns out that you're going to be less groggy if it's a song. They said something as melodic as possible and recommended this song.
The Beach Boys. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
it's the therapist.
Kevin said he never noticed that.
I never noticed that. I never really noticed that before. And
weird.
I was like, oh, because I heard it in my headphones for the first time. And I was like, wow. Oh, yeah, that really dominates that song.
They weren't messing around on that album. So we asked you, you guys what song you like to wake up in the morning or what you think would be the best. And we got a ton of texts.
Yeah. How about the B-52s?
I don't want to wake up to that. What else?
Science.
I like that song just fine, but it puts me back into high school gymnasiums and, you know,
yeah,
my TKO days of DJing these dances.
Yeah.
How about waking up to The Verve?
It's the very beginning with the strings, I think, is a good way. It kind of crescendos and
too moody though. Like I don't want the bittersweet life. I want just the sweet life. When I'm waking up, I want to be optimistic.
I think this one's a little more optimistic. It's Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to live for so long.
Harmonies. That's a solid one.
Mm-hmm. It's a long song, too.
I dig that.
It's a good song. Yeah.
Somebody else likes a Bruno Mars song, Perm.
Listen, shoulders up, blow it up, let's work, throw some perm on your attitude. Girl, you gotta relax.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be more Pharrell we'd hear from people.
Yeah,
I think that's good to wake up to. This
what, one, Happy?
Yeah.
Maybe Pharrell.
Yeah, I get that. This one made us laugh, but it's a great one. Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti, oh, who?
You're like into day 12, and I don't know. He's a little too peppy for me.
Day 12?
I'm just saying, like, I would be okay listening to it a couple days.
Oh,
but then
gotcha.
After a while, like it's like, okay, I got it.
How about some Joey Scarborough?
Believe it or not, it's time to wake up. You gotta get your behind to work.
Famous so fleeting. Name's Joey Scarborough.
Oh, Scarborough. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
You're thinking of that guy on MSNBC, I think. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that all we got?
If not, I would do Karate Kid.
Ooh.
The best around.
The best around. Yeah, yeah.
Or you could always do St. Elmo's Fire.
I can see a new horizon underneath the face of sky. I'll be where the eagles fly and higher and higher. Will I be a man in motion underneath this pair of wheels?
I love that one.
Yeah.
My brother and I did we went to Europe for several weeks and woke up to that song every day.
You did?
Yeah. And then I think I've told this story. When when I was in New York in my office, we had interns, and I made them play that song every hour on the hour. And at the beginning of every chorus, when it's like, boom, back of it, they had to stand up and do a high kick. And whoever had the highest kick, they were rewarded. Every hour on the hour, it kept that office moving real smoothly.
Wow. And they were like, worst boss ever.
No, they loved me.
Yeah,
a little bit of hazing goes a long way, especially when it's made in motion. That's probably my best pick.
Yeah, yeah. But feel free, if you've got a better song, 531-9898.
Song that you want to wake up to in the morning, set your alarm to. If it's not the Y98 Morning Show, what is the best thing for you to wake up to? 314-531-9898.
Entertainment Schmig coming up in just about 6 minutes. Macaulay Culkin likes to steal one specific thing from every place he visits. And he shares it in common with Michael Jackson's daughter. They even have matching tattoos about this. I'll tell you the story in a few minutes.
Kevin.
Memories bring back, memories bring back those. Memories bring back, memories bring back
those. 198.
We'll hear the Killers when we're in the office.
We will in a few minutes.
That's your wake-up song.
We fight you. What you guys don't know, a little behind-the-scenes action, is we argue sometimes over which songs get played. So they're in the system,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's certain moves we got to make based on the clocks and where we are time-wise. And, you know, sometimes we make different choices. Sometimes people would rather hear Halsey than the Killers. Not me, but Kevin. Today, apparently. Anyway, we talked earlier about the song that you most want to wake up to. Scientists have found out that you are more likely to wake up and be more active and alert if you wake up to your alarm being a song, not just some obnoxious noise. So we've been taking your text, 314-531-9898, about your favorite song to wake up to.
Now, somebody suggested The American Authors, Best Day of My Life.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
And it turns out for the American authors, that was the best day, because no songs from them after that one.
Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
I spent a lot of time ridiculing that song in my life, but do I ever change it when it comes on the radio? Absolutely
no,
not.
No? Really?
Yeah, it gets me pumped. I'll be honest.
How about Florence and the Machines, The Dog Days Are Over?
Oh.
The dog days are over. The dog days are over.
That starts out.
Yeah.
When it starts out with like the...
I like that one.
Yeah. It's a good one.
They're all really upbeat. You know, they kind of, it's a kick.
Imagine
up.
That.
Well,
your wake-up song
smart.
Being
upbeat. It's smart. It's not down. It's not depressing. It's got good beat. I love this one right here. Spencer Davis Group, Give Me Some Lovin'.
I'd like a Whitney Houston cover of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Something to think about.
Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten.
Feel the rain on your skin. I want
nope.
to
I don't have a problem with the song, but I don't want to wake up to that. I'm going right back to bed.
It's the just rest is still unwritten, Tim.
Yeah.
You have the
yeah.
whole day to write your story.
I don't know.
You just hit snooze.
And last but certainly not least, and a lot of text for this one, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
And I'm walking on sunshine.
Katrina and the Waves, similar to American Authors. That was the best we got from them.
Aww,
that was
Katrina.
I'm just walking on something else now.
You know what? If that were the only hit song that I wrote, I would be happy.
Oh, I mean, any hit song you can be a part of, you're probably going to be happy. But that's a great song. That's a good one.
Stands the test of time.
Absolutely. Let's wake up to that tomorrow. But right now, wake up to Halsey, because Kevin didn't feel like playing the Killers. But don't worry.
We're not going to play Halsey either.
Promised that the Killers are coming up.
They're coming up next.
The music you hear on Y98 is...
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.